I'm about to go to Yellow Springs. That makes me feel better than running to my man.
What's going on this morning? I'm up here trying to keep it right. I done got it right. I'm trying to keep it right, get it better, though. But look at him. They tried to, like, say, the man ain't good enough for the town. The town ain't good enough for the man. Like, I don't know which one to go, but, like, I'm standing like how I stand. And, like, if they want to put it on the floor, like, well, come on, let's go, you know. But, like, we trying to put something together, you know, change this flow a little bit. And, you know, in order to change it, you got to move a few pieces around. But once you find, like, the source of whatever, you're trying to come up with a game plan, and your plan is to get to the finish line, and you got to move some pieces out the way to get...
Look, we want to get to the finish line. We want to get you to the finish line, but we got to start somewhere. On the YouTube, we did a GoFund, and it raised $1,450, right?
Right.
I have the cash.
Right.
I don't think the permanent solution is... give it all up right now. What I want to do is, because I want the people to know that I ain't out here. I'm not out here fucking around.
Mm.
Right? And it's not all about this, but I got money for it. And it's not, here you go. That's, what's that? One, two, that's two, right?
Yeah.
250. And I got your money.
Okay.
I'm going to keep your money. Not keep your money. But I'm going to Ohio, and it's going to make me feel good if you check in with my man at the Improv.
Okay.
I just want weekly to check in with him. That way I know you all
right. Right.
And hit you off with something. And then when I come back, we're going to work on a bigger plan. But for right now, I want you to have some money in your pocket. I want you to be able to move around and do what you got to do until we get at a big place. Again, that money's not a lot of money. It's going to just hold you down for now. And we're going to make some moves to try to get everything right.
Okay, like my sister, right? Okay, I'm going somewhere this morning. And I'm finna go get some pieces I got to go put in order. I'm finna go do that. I don't care, like, they going to, like, come out those or some shit. But, like, I'm finna go do something, like, that for my sister.
Right.
You know, like, I'm going to have some kind of way I'm going to contact her myself.
Right.
And find out, like, I need to find out how much a bus ticket cost. Man,
you got that?
I'm going to, yeah.
You
I'm,
already got that.
Okay. Well, I'm going to shoot to Vegas first.
Right.
I'm going to go to Vegas and I
don't fuck with them bitches in Vegas, right?
Yeah. All right. Okay. I got that. Look at that.
Nah, you ain't going, yo, don't get stuck up in Vegas, man. Don't get stuck. Why you say that? Why you going to Vegas? How the fuck you going to go to Mississippi? Then Vegas, then Mississippi. You ain't even make it out of Vegas.
I want to be like a basketball. I want to bounce around, like shoot some hoops, man. Go get me a loop or some shit. Got that loop in there. That's what I did.
Get right.
I'm going to DMV.
Right.
Yeah, they took my walking stick. I'm going to go buy a walking stick.
We going to get you a walking stick?
I'm going to go buy a walking stick and walk straight to DMV and get me an ID.
You got to get your ID. And I'm going to I got your sister's number.
Okay.
I'm going to get in touch with your sister. I'm going to check it out. But I told you the times to go there. Mm-hmm. I told you who will help you with anything you need. You need to get in touch with me or whatever. But we got you. I'm going to be gone for a minute, but I'm coming back.
All right.
God damn. Look at this junk running up here.
Oh, man, they be doing this like this here all day long, man. They send spears down here, like, you know, but my pops, man. Like,
she ran away.
Yeah, but, like, that's what they do. They see we down here. Hey, this man stay there. Look, man, she's popping like corn, man. Like, she popping
she's
like
sweating,
corn.
She's sweating, son. She don't need no moisturizer.
No, she got it all in a, what they call it, melon, man. She
the
got,
melon.
Yeah, she got melon. I ain't talking about no wood to water.
The
wood
real the
water.
Melon.
Yeah, she got the real melon.
This bus coming by.
Okay.
So... you know, I've been checking on you every day since I've been home.
Uh-huh.
I'm leaving today. I'll be back in 4 weeks.
Okay.
But I told you, you know where to go to get help. Whatever you need is there. And just check in. Check in every week for me.
Okay. And his name is?
Ricardo.
Ricardo. Right.
And I told you the other day, I said, I've been thinking about you.
Yeah.
And you said, when you think about me, you said, just look into the sky and what I'm going to see.
North Star.
Look north.
Yeah. Look north.
And my north is seeing you, and you shine.
A cloud. Be a cloud.
They trying to stop our
interview. That's what they doing, actually. That lady in the store. She came.
Yeah.
Yeah, she came out. She saw it. You know, they be smiling. They be making noise.
I gotta go. I'm gonna walk back down my car around this.
All right.
But look, man, I love you, man. I appreciate you. We're going to get with your sister. We're going to get you to Mississippi. And we're going to try Vegas.
All right. All right.
That's right. Unlive from the Hollywood Improv. It's the Donair Rawlings Show. We had an audience, but Ricardo deflated the bitches. If you didn't already know, the Improv has an amazing chicken sandwich. And I'm not just saying it because I'm black. I'm just saying it because this shit is bomb. They got the National.
Nashville.
They got the Nashville.
And the Classic.
And the Classic.
Original.
And these are fire. I know the rule is you never talk with food in your mouth. But this is the Donair Rawlings Show, and I can do whatever the fuck I want. Don't you hate when nigga eat something too hot and he'd be like this?
That's how I do with plantain. I'm always like.
But you're greedy. You do anything for if it don't matter.
I'm not greedy. I just like food.
What?
I think there's a difference between someone that's greedy and someone that just needs to eat and loves food. I love food. I'm a food connoisseur.
So what is this person? A person, every time you call them, they eating some shit. Like 7 o'clock. Who is that person? Who is that person like?
You always call me when I'm eating.
That's all day. That's all day. In the morning. Hold on. I can hear you ordering condiments and shit. When does it stop? I'm not mad. When
it
does it
never
stop?
Stops. I'm always hungry.
You're greedy. You're
I just
greedy.
Love food so much.
You're greedy. You're greedy.
You know I'm not gluttonous at all. I eat when I'm hungry. I'm just always hungry.
You always hungry.
Crazy.
And from a couple of episodes ago, people already know. If she's hungry, feed her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you don't like the comment section when they not saying, hey, girl, or nothing like that.
Oh, wait. We got to thank our sponsors.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got to thank our sponsors. We want to thank you. We want to say
damn
a big thanks
fries good.
To Blue Chew for supporting the Donair Rawlings Show. If you like sex, then you'll love BlueChew.com. BlueChew.com offers chewable sexual enhancements for cheaper than the competitors. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free when you use the promo code ASHY.
ASHY, I don't want to say this. I said it before. ASHY, pause. We'll get your dick hard.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's a pause. That's a no homo. And that's everything.
And we have another sponsor.
I put my order in too.
Good. We want to thank MyBookie for supporting the Donair Rawlings Show. Winning season returns at MyBookie. Winning season means Survivor, Super Contest, and Squares. Invest in your intuition. Use promo code ASHY and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play.
I like the fact that I don't know if this is like this felt like some triple X porn site. At first, it was like this: as you get your dick hard, and then double your playing power. Yeah, but I got to tell you something.
It was so hard to watch porn at the mill because we have no service. I don't know. I just thought about that.
Nigga, I had no idea that you was, yo, you know how fucked up it is? Somebody trying to watch porn in an area that has no fucking Wi-Fi.
It was the worst experience ever.
It was the worst experience because you might get like, say 30 seconds, right? You're like, oh shit. And then this shit start buffering and shit.
Yeah, and then you can't refresh and then you lose. Ugh, it's the worst.
I know. I don't know, but we're going to do something about that. I think we're going to do a fundraiser for the meal.
We should. Save the meal and the Wi-Fi.
Not save the meal. Get high-speed internet at the meal.
They don't know how hard it was.
A lot of things goes on in the meal. Mm-hmm. I'm in Los Angeles for 2 days, maybe three, and I hate everything about it.
Same. It feels blah.
I didn't know that it would take me 26 years into my career to realize that I'm a bona fide country boy. I house so much that I'm a bona fide country boy. I went to Sunny Surplus today.
Is that where you got the fit? Can you please tell us about this fit, Donnell?
This is laboratory gear right here. I met with some
Whose lab were you in?
I was, you know what's so funny?
Mm-hmm.
I was in my lab.
Oh, okay.
The lab that I will be creating the dopest male body cosmetic line in the history of male body cosmetic line. This is when you're in a lab.
Mm-hmm.
This is the type of shit you wear. Because we be experimenting this shit, right? See this? It's hard for me to put my river hat down.
You got a hole in your head, Donnell.
What you mean I got a hole in my head?
Look, go down. Look, you got a hole in your
head. I can't see my head, nigga.
You can't even wear a lab outfit, wait, right? You got a hole in your head.
Hold on. I don't have no fucking
Y'all hole should in my see head. This big ass hole in Donnell's. Look.
Oh, shit. I got a magnum. I got a small joint in my head. That's a magnum.
Oh,
yo,
my God.
That's how Austin came out, sir. That's how Austin Jesus. Came out. Y'all women know about that shit. Y'all know about that shit. That shit
Ew.
Be like this. That shit be fucking, what is that called? Crowning. Look. Y'all know it be crowning like this. I wish y'all could see this.
Your head is extra shiny today.
You know why? Because I got my shit on.
Did you? Oh, you put the raw edge on there?
Raw edge.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's up.
They can't see it, man. Describe how sexy I am right now, son. Idris Elba, go.
I would say he feels as though he's sexy.
Feel as though.
You I feel am. As though.
What do you DC? I feel as though. Simple fact, beer. No, it's not he feel as though. What's going on right now with the safety goggles and all that, Idris?
You look yep. like.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, like a poor man's Idris. That's what you look
like. What's a fucking poor man's Idris? That's get right, nigga.
Like, no, don't do get right like that.
No, I'm not. I'm saying I saw get right is a nice looking guy.
Mm-hmm. He is. He's handsome.
He's a very nice looking guy, mm-hmm. right? Pause, no homo. But you, I don't know why you had to say a poor man's Idris. So what is that? What does a poor man Idris look like?
It's like the boof. That's the word? The boof or the bobo version of Idris. So, like, the imitation, like, wannabe Idris.
So, is that person attractive?
In their own way.
Yo, man, you can stop with this in your own way. I already know my way of attractive. I wanted to be everybody's way of attractive. You keep on saying in your own way. I don't want my handsomeness just to rely on what I feel anymore. I want the world to know that I'm a fine motherfucker.
Or plastic surgery, probably. I don't know, Donnell. I don't know what you could do.
So you're telling
well,
me.
Well, we could do your lace front.
Wait. You're telling me I need plastic surgery?
No, I said.
Is that what you said? Do I look like, oh, shit.
No, I don't promote that at all. You're fine
the
way you are.
If I was to get plastic surgery, what you think? What procedure?
I wouldn't want you any other way. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
You're fine just the way you are.
That's what we try and tell the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And you asked me about my outfit, but it's not an outfit. This was my uniform today.
Mm-hmm.
You know that I've been working on a lotion line for a long time.
Yeah.
Now it's starting to come to a point where I'm wearing lab coats. We had Angela on our podcast maybe 3 months ago.
Oh, yeah. That was
And we were talking about lotion, the benefits of it and everything. Y'all already know the benefits of me, the lotion with me. Nothing!
It's a really good.
No, listen. But now it's coming to the point where it's about to pop off.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why it's going to pop off, because you know with any product, you got to do like a test run, try to see what the streets are saying. Every time I give somebody a little bit of the lotion, they on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Erykah Badu had the lotion, and her shoulder just got closer to her face. And she just kept rubbing her shoulder blade and didn't have the nerve to ask me, is it edible?
You should do an edible lotion.
It is edible. It's all natural. Everything in it is natural. It's vegan. It's for vegan motherfuckers.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just not inclined to eat it. Like, I love the texture.
No one asked you to eat it, Javanta.
Okay, but I'm saying.
Now, no one asked you to eat it, Javanta. No one asked you to eat it.
What I'm saying
it's
is.
Not about Javanta.
Perhaps adding like fruits or something to another version may, like you can lick it off or during fruit. Sex or whatever. Like it would be a good lubricant.
I think the issue was I didn't think she wanted to get full off of it.
Just saying.
And I don't think she was like, does anything come with it? I think she was like, not in the event that her tongue slides past an area that has had raw edge, then is it okay?
Safe.
Yeah, but not like flavors.
I think you should do one.
But I don't know. If I do flavors, then it's going to take away from the original smell and the flavor, and it's all natural.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The shit is dope. And I'm not just saying that because it's my shit, but I'm saying because I used it.
Mm-hmm. I use it
I'm
too.
Like, I've been like, I'm like a lab rat when it comes to lotion.
Mm-hmm.
People like, they like if I use lotion, they look and just wait
and see if it, because there's some lotions that don't work on your skin.
There's a lot of them that don't work on your skin.
Crazy.
I know all of them. I failed them.
Mm-hmm.
Any motherfucking joint in probably Walmart can't fuck with my feet.
Yeah.
My feet got to be like, it's only 5 batches made a year.
You know what your feet remind me of? You know the episode of Martin when
I already know it's going to be disrespectful.
The chainsaw. I think it's Shanae.
Give him a picture. I had somebody offer to straighten my feet, son. I had someone offer to straighten my feet. And I didn't even trust the fact that somebody had enough nerve to want to do my feet. I was like, this got to be a Russian spy or something, son. Who the fuck says, yo, I'm going to give you a pedicure, get a bucket. And I was trying to let him know.
Oh, that person loves you.
Listen, I was trying to let him know you don't want to fuck my feet. Mm-hmm. I was so embarrassed by my feet. I was like, all right, if they're going to bust the feet down, I got to at least start.
I need the name of this person. Who is this person?
I said I at least need, like, to hit the heels a little bit because you can't just, like the pre-joint.
Mm-hmm.
But I was offered a pedicure. I just felt weird about it because I was like, who trusts me enough to want to fuck with my feet?
Yeah. Did she see them?
What?
Did she see the feet? Like she?
That's the reason why she offered her services.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we did a music video some time ago.
Yes.
And that's where you drew the line.
I didn't know.
Yo, that's where you drew the line. And you made it clear. I'm in love with the lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Cocoa butter. I got cocoa. I'm whipping lotion fast, nigga. Getting rid of ash, nigga. And it was the one scene where you supposed to be excited, and I saw this, just your face looked like, I am not getting paid for this. Like,
I didn't want to know
you
parts.
Backed up. Your face looked like the other face, who I since went on to have a baby with, was like, okay, I fuck with him, right? But your face was like, I ain't even fucking this nigga with these feet. Fuck that. Those feet are yours.
For sure.
Yep. Those feet are fucking
yours.
But
I'm glad that there's somebody out there that would want to touch them.
It's always going to be somebody out there want to touch my feet, but it's just like, you got to go through a lot to get to that point. But the reason, again, following up on why I'm wearing this is because I went to the lab today. A scientist involved with this shit, chemist.
That's dope, though.
And I went to the lab today, and I had to wear a coat, and I had to wear everything. I had to wear a beard for my hat and everything. But I'm excited about the Raw Edge line. It's going to be hitting the streets soon, and it's going to be fire.
How soon? We got to let them know.
It could be now. It could be later. Or it could be now and later. Get it? That's how old niggas be spit. You know, I mean, how you doing? Shit, I'll be doing all right if I had your hand.
That's how them niggas in the pool hall be. Shit, nigga, man. If it wasn't for no luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Nigga, you got buzzer luck. Can't kill nothing. It won't nothing die.
Yeah.
They say shit. That's how this type of shit. My father used to say, shit, man, a rock in a hard place.
A rock in a hard place.
Yep. Them old school niggas, they don't never, even if they got money, they don't never want you to know that they got money.
Yeah.
Let me hold something, man. Shit, man, I'm broke, man. I'm broken in the motherfucking Eiffel Tower.
That's you interesting because like, the young guys, they have to showboat and they have to boast about their
but
money.
The old niggas that did some bit, they want you to know, but mm-hmm. then they don't want you to know. They don't want to put it out on the street. My father was one of them dudes.
So what would he do to let you know, the woman know, that he had the money, but not really?
What did he do to let me know he had the money? He came to pick me up in the Section 8 area in the Rolls Royce. I don't know. The nigga had
Miss Pac-Man. The subtle flex?
I don't know.
The subtle flex?
Maybe the nigga had Miss Pac-Man, three Miss Pac-Man in his house the year Miss Pac-Man came out, nigga. You know how hard it is to do that, nigga? all the bitches that he had, I know this nigga face did not match. He had a regular face like me. What else? Let me know he had money. Yeah. And
well, I noticed like old men, like they're nicer. They're kind and
they're nicer. The everybody, you're nicer. You've been there. You've done that. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? You want to relax?
They have respect.
A old nigga tell a chick like this, real quick. What's your sizes? Why you want my sizes? Why you want my sizes? Shoe or eight. Pants are, that's how the motherfuckers be getting caught out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then they be like this, and my mama said, give her something too. That's where R. Kelly come right up in that motherfucker. What size your mama again?
Yeah.
Your mama size? That's how they, that's how them Chester niggas get them. What's your size? And what's your mama size? Nigga start a sentence off with this, and he gonna be a perv.
The thing is with me and dating older men is that, like, they have gout and, like, high blood pressure and all that
stuff.
You on
the internet too much, man. Yeah, gout. Where you meeting old niggas in Hawaii? Old niggas don't have gout like that. Ask the nigga, do he like spam?
They do.
If he say
gout.
He like spam, that nigga probably got gout. You don't like older men. Because they got gout and high blood pressure.
I'm not trying to do all that right now.
You don't want to be on a nigga pill regimen?
No.
You don't want to be like, what time is it? You don't want to be. That's what old niggas. Yeah, I'm going to tell you. This is what the old niggas want to settle down. When they pill regimen and shit come out,
mm-hmm.
they need somebody to protect them. They need somebody. Because the old nigga with high blood pressure will eat anything. He don't give a fuck. He be like, oh, I didn't know that was it was salt and old. What? So he need a bitch to be like this. He can't eat that. Yo, they be like this. He be like this. What you mean I can't eat that? You know you can't eat that. if he eat that, y'all sleeping with him because it ain't right if he eat that. Nigga about to go for potato salad. Oh, this man. He can't eat that. That's when dudes want to settle down. All old niggas ain't got gout and high blood pressure. They got patience. They got patience.
Some of them do.
Yep.
Oh,
man, that's worse fucking being a old nigga with young nigga patience.
Mm-hmm.
You like, nigga, you gonna be an old nigga or is you gonna be a young nigga?
Pick one.
The bitch didn't come home. Okay. Look, they be like, the bitch, okay. You didn't come home neither. So that's what you want to be mad about? The niggas, the old school niggas, tell you, man, don't even put the energy in that. Save it for something. You're an old nigga with young nigga energy. That's crazy.
You have a good pimp voice.
I got a what?
A good pimp voice.
I told them. When you do pimp voice, your pinky just starts shaking for no reason. I told her, I said, look here. Now, if y'all going to come down there, they always look around, too.
Have you ever thought about pimping at all?
I never thought about pimping, but I thought I could pimp.
Mm-hmm. Or not be a pimp.
Not the actual act of selling someone's pussy,
mm-hmm.
but selling someone's sexuality, their vibe and their energy and how they make people feel.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt not a pimp, but it was times in my career I was like, I could create a pimp-like environment.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I could create an environment like, I mean, the reality of it is niggas like being around bad bitches. Right? So I felt like I know bad bitches. So why not let them be around some good people? But not give your pussy up, but to connect.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's nothing wrong with creating that type of energy if you're going to be productive with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's nothing wrong with creating a party environment with attractive people that share the same like thoughts on some, you know how we rock,
mm-hmm.
on some productive shit, you know, and niggas, it's a cost to be in that environment.
Yeah.
You know? But it's a dope environment. But some niggas get away. It's always one nigga like, meet me in the bathroom. I ain't with all that producer. Just meet me in the bathroom. I want to talk to you for a second. Come here for a second.
Voice.
Yo, them niggas, them pervert niggas use their pinky. They be like, just come here. I just need you to come here for a second. Because they can't, they'll give themselves away. They be like, come here. Hey, you. Come here. They can't do that. Them niggas be hitting the little jaw. They want icon. They be like this. Come here for a second. The little pinky just a little bit, like you're digging on your nose, like you're doing a corona test. Come here for a second.
That's one thing I'm not excited about, the corona test, going back.
Okay, so we do know that I never wanted to be a pimp, but I thought I had pimp-ish qualities.
Yes.
But I never took advantage of them because I can't see men exploiting women just for their bodies. All right, if you want to exploit a bitch, do it for her mind. That's dope as shit.
I respect that.
Mind rape a motherfucker.
I respect that.
Whew, this thing was all up in my motherfucking cranium. With what? Some thoughts.
Some thoughts.
That's it. What are you saying?
I was saying I'm not excited about the corona. I am excited to go back to Yellow Springs.
Right.
I'm not excited about the test.
But what's so tough about the test now? I'm so used to the
test.
She
went, right? No, there's one that keeps going.
What's her name?
I don't know her name, but she.
What's she look like? Describe it.
There's one brunette that was like, she was good the first time, and then the second time, she went all the way back here. I was like,
I only fuck with Jamie and Megan. Those are my two.
Yeah, I love
shit.
Jamie.
But the last time, I'm telling you, I'm so not so used to it, but it's happened so frequently that the last time, she did my shit, and she did little joints, and I started doing my nose with it.
You pushed in, you went in.
She said, wow, wow. I said, whoa, bitch, go get the other one. It's wide open.
I know the left side is my side. I can't do the right side.
Mine's the right side. IVs only left.
Same. Yeah.
I get a drip IV. I can't do the right. They motherfucking botched one of my joints. this arm was amputated. Niggas don't like needles already. Nigga, you stick a nigga the wrong way one time. He be like, nah, I'm just going to drink water, man. I'm good, man. You know?
That's
but
crazy.
Listen, you know why I know I'm ready to go back?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the type of things that I'm buying right now. I have.
What is that?
It looks like a money clip, right?
Mm-hmm.
For you, the average person that don't know nothing about nature, this looks like a money clip.
Mm-hmm.
But for a river nigga like myself that's been down here, look at that. Bomb.
Oh.
It's a handy knife.
Oh, my God. I know.
But look.
Don't hurt nobody.
You see that?
That's crazy.
You know what I can do with this knife?
I know. You can kill somebody.
I don't want to kill nobody. I'm just saying, like, it was a situation where we were rappelling or something and your shit got fucked up, I could just come and,
yeah.
and cut your shit down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I needed more rope to, because somebody hurt themselves in a canoe and I got to drag all the canoes in, I could take this and cut the rope and do a double Windsor on these motherfuckers and everybody be back to safety.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know you're a river nigga, when you got shit that has multiple uses.
Yeah.
Swiss Army knives was sold the fuck out.
Where'd you get that?
All right, first off.
What?
I hear a noise.
I know. I'm like, how you come in here crunching?
No, I'm just saying, I hear a noise, right? And it's just me and you, right? It's supposed to just be me and you. And then I hear disrespectful ass crunching,
mm-hmm.
mouth wide open, potato chips. And we not supposed to be, it's just supposed to be me and you. And like, I don't know. You, the listener or viewers, which one is it?
What?
The listener or viewer, who are we talking to right now? Both.
Both, we're talking to both of them.
Y'all hear weird, and it just stopped. Is that a ghost?
I think so.
Is that the ghost from the mill? Is it the ghost from Yellow Springs that came into our space
I
right
think
now?
So. I think so.
You know, you're the only person that thought that the meal was ghost up or haunted.
No, everyone saw. You were there. Samson, Dave was there. Everyone saw.
Nigga just ducking, yo. Yo, somebody just came in.
What the hell?
Eating some chips and just ducking. And that's yours.
No, that ain't mine. Oh. Wait, you're eating mine? You have your own.
We ordered you one.
Oh, my God.
Yo, niggas
is disrespectful as fuck.
All right, listen. So.
Are you sitting here?
You're the only.
Oh, you're not here.
He's not here.
Oh, he's not here.
The little white.
Oh, you're not here. So you just here, but you're not here.
No, I'm just saying. If y'all was wondering what that noise from, fuck that. Your little white is not here. He didn't just come in here with a bag of chips. He didn't just come in here and steal your fucking fried chicken, but he's not here. Well, if he chooses to say something, because he's a very disrespectful person.
Very disrespectful.
That's a characteristic that a lot of people don't know about.
Thank you.
Oh, my nigga!
And you cross in front of my shot.
I'm shutting up. I'm shutting up. So y'all don't even know about the noodles. Oh! Ooh.
Let me see. Yo.
Oh, my goodness. Yo, this shit, is it supposed to pop like champagne?
Let me see it.
You don't even know. These were a fucking home run.
Let me see.
Oh, man. Jesus Christ. Look at that.
Oh.
The noodles. We were in Yellow Springs, and we was fucking cooking the noodles.
That was dope.
It's so dope. This strand is.
What's you got to explain to them what that is, Donnell.
Well, it's a joint that's definitely high grade. I can tell that right out the gate. But the thing that makes it so special is if you can see, the filters aren't just like a cardboard tip or anything. It's a, what's that noodle name? What's the name of that noodle? Fusilli?
I don't know.
Fusilli, it's one of them noodles, but at the end
fusilli?
Of it.
Fusilli, how do you spell that?
It's noodles.
Fusilli.
Man, oh man.
Noodle.
Yo, I got put onto this. What lab is that? This shit is written in like spaceship language. How you start a word off with a number?
Oh, Fusilli.
Oh, 710 Labs.
Oh, it is Fusilli.
Is that right? 710 Labs? Mm-hmm. Is that an area code?
Yep.
Whatever it is, I'll tell you one thing, 710 Labs, this shit is fire. And I'm all about the creative shit, man. Mm-hmm. I'm all about the shit that you feel creative with, and that 100% does it. What was that? I'm not apologizing to you. I'm not apologizing.
You can forget
to you.
About that. Donnell doesn't
rude.
Apologize at
person.
All.
The reason why I'm not apologizing to you, because people know you as a nice guy, right? I don't know that. I know you as an asshole. I was introduced to that side of you that a lot of people don't know. And I know people that are listening right now like, yeah, I do know that side. But for the most part, they don't know that. You were very rude to me. You were nasty to me. You directed me when I didn't want to be directed. Javanta, you do remember this,
I was
right?
there. He was like really, really,
he was
really,
really
hard
nasty
on you.
To me, mm-hmm. Right? And he was like, oh my God, I'm a fan. I'm like, I'm a fan of yours. Donnell, could you help me with this project? I was like, of course, whatever the fuck you want to do.
Mm-hmm. But he was like, back to one.
No. He was like, he came in.
So I ask you a question. How long I got to be your weed man before you forget?
I don't really consider you the weed man. I consider you to have a premium grade that I appreciate. You know what I'm saying? That you said you'd partake with. But the weed man, I can go back to regular weed. Nah, not after this.
The packaging
yo,
is right.
Dope. Because of Yellow Springs, yo, motherfuckers hit that shit, and they was arrogant to all other weed. They was like, yo, and then I was over there hating with them. I was like this, and look at them lick the blunts with their untested lips. We was like this. It's such a pro. I was like a Karen. I was like this. And dude said, I'm a roll one, son. I was like this. After I hit the noodle, I was like this. Oh, it's such a process. And we're going to have to wait for it to dry off. Five other hands that are going to be attached to it. But these, oh, man.
So, yeah, how does it make it easy? You know I don't smoke weed, so what's the difference between pre-rolled and those?
Pre-roll is like, you don't have to wait. It's like when you want to smoke, you want to smoke.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not just pre-roll. A lot of pre-roll is bullshit. And then, like, you can tell, like, people give fancy names and everything. But then when you smoke, it's like, oh, this is some regular shit.
Mm-hmm.
But at certain times, you hit a strand where it's like, oh, these are the only niggas that can get this.
So this that's oh, yeah, that particular
oh,
strand.
100%.
Okay.
We're not friends. 100%. We're not friends. 100%. But it was enough for me to shut up, and I'm going to shut up. Mm. I'm not going to talk about the time where I volunteered to give my services for free, and he balled the script up and said... See these? These are words. Right?
Wait, didn't he say you were wasting his money or something?
Let me get to the part. See these words? Everywhere in this page is money. And then he did like this. Wait a minute. These are words. And y'all look at me. He said, and don't waste my money. He said, don't waste his money. And all I saw was a bottle of fucking... of tequila.
Yeah, because
I'm like, we about to drink
you.
Your money in a second. Yep, he was very rude. He was very rude and nasty, and he kept balling the script up, and he kept putting his hand. And then he confessed something to me.
What?
He said, before I retire, I want to do it at least one time. Stand-up comedy.
Oh, yeah. And you did like, a good job.
Spoiler.
Oh. Okay.
So he expressed that he wanted to do stand up, and I expressed that I wanted to be a better voice actor so he wouldn't yell at me.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wanted to get better so he wouldn't yell at me, because he yelled at me. Then he told me if you were in the pit with the pros, they would eat your ass alive. This is what he's telling me. One of the most beloved American treasures in television is being an asshole to me.
Mm.
So he told me his thoughts of wanting to possibly try stand up. And I'm like, oh shit, you know how I am. I was like, you help me, I'll help you. And I'm like, you gonna do it? He was like, yeah. When? Then he traveled to Yellow Springs, Ohio. He cheeked a couple of these bottles. You better smell them, make sure they're okay. And I was like, yo, son. And we was all at the show. And he was in the back, and I know the nigga knew something was gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on the motherfucking stage and ripped it.
I was proud of you.
Could you stop eating your chicken sandwich just for 2 minutes and explain how that felt, sir?
Chicken sandwich is so good.
I told you, son. Yo, y'all know that chicken, you hear what he said?
I mean, we are some real bad
poultry Graham. We can start today. I got, yo. Help me.
It felt amazing, though.
We can't see you.
I don't want to intrude.
We want you to intrude.
I have a seat right here, Delilah.
Yeah, our viewership is
going to
go crazy, son. All right. And we're freshly tested.
I'm freshly tested, too.
I know. We stay tested. Oh, they got that new thing.
Ricky
Hughes was telling us about it. What is it? You got to get a certificate.
I even got into it with the nurse.
You got to get a certificate, right?
She came at me on some wild shit, man. Like, literally, we had
the nurse?
Yeah, this wild ass nurse. Every production now is gonna have like one person who just feels like it's their responsibility to do too much.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God, everywhere.
Right, and that person now like has the voice of HR. They will make phone calls and they will like shut down productions and make everything difficult for everybody. So, as soon as I got there, when we got tested, rapid test.
Right.
Okay.
It was a game show. As soon as I got there, I gave the actor Greg Grunberg from freaking Heroes.
I don't know no niggas, son. All right.
Don't know. Dope actor, though. But he was just like, once niggas get tested, we started behaving like we did in Yellow Springs. You negative?
Right.
I'm negative? Nigga, give me a hug.
Yeah,
what's
up? Yeah, what's up?
Guards down.
Right, guards down, whatever, right? So she saw me give him the hug, and she came over and reprimanded me. She was like, hey, listen, like, if I see you hugging anybody else, we're going to have to report that.
Oh, there's a COVID police. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Right? So I'm like, yo, you know, you just can't talk to me like that. Like,
right.
people who know me, like, yo, come on, B. Like,
right.
I was like, you got to chill. Like, you should really just be happy that people have jobs and that we're here.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I said.
But don't tell me what you got to do.
Right. So I told her that. So I said that. And then at lunchtime, there was another issue.
With her?
But it was on the sneak. It was on the sneak.
Oh.
So it was like, so at lunchtime, we weren't seated across from each other long ways. A couple of the actors, we were seated across from each other like you would normally sit at a cafeteria table, right? So then this little dude comes up, and he was totally fine, but he was like, hey, you know, you guys, just for next time, like, you got to be seated like this.
Right.
We're like halfway done with our meal at this point.
And
like,
y'all niggas is tested.
Yeah,
right? So we're like, dude, we're cool with it. Like, we're not intermingling with the crew or anything. It's four of us. We're here acting today. Like, but we'll take care of it for you. Next time, tomorrow, when we come back, like, we'll do it.
Yeah.
So then he was just, you could tell he rolled his eyes like, oh, she's not going to like to hear that. And she was like, I said, well, what's the problem? He was like, well, she, you know, my boss, she's giving me a hard time. When he said my boss, she's giving me a hard time, I already knew
it was
a girl was spying somewhere.
Right.
Oh, wow.
I already felt it. Like, she, I could feel it. Right,
right. She got to get somebody a ticket.
Right? So I turned the corner and I see her on the phone. On the cell phone, like having a secret conversation. And you know how you just get that vibe if somebody's talking about you? It's just a vibe.
Oh, I get that everywhere.
Yeah. Right? So it was like she just kind of turned her body like this while I kept talking on the phone. So I was like, normally older Jay White would have just, younger Jay White just would have ignored this. But now I realized that, you know, we live in cancel culture.
You fuck with noodles now.
Right? I went over to her. I said, yo, like, you know, you mentioned the thing about the hug. Now it's an issue with the lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do me and you have a problem?
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So I just said, like, me and you have a problem? Is there alone? And she was just like, you know, I felt really disrespected. And she was just like,
are you, bitch?
Yeah.
So as soon as she said, I'm like, you're the nurse on this production. Hello? Like, I'm not even supposed to be able to remember your face on this production. And you're going to say you felt disrespected?
Fuck
to
out of here.
So I was just like, I said, okay, well, let's handle this right now. So then at that point, I was like, yo, I want to talk to the producer. And then all of a sudden, it was like,
we got to stop this shit.
Yeah, yeah. No, we got to talk to the producer. If we lodging complaints, let's lodge complaints.
Right.
So then I hit the producer, and then she tried to walk up on me and, like, do the, like, you know, like, when you were in high school, you were in grade school,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, I'm going to tell my side of the story first. And I thought I backed her up. I said, no, sweetheart, I'm an actor, and this is our domain,
mm-hmm.
so this is not elementary school.
And she don't even know you as the asshole director that I know.
Right.
So you know
what's coming. You know what's coming.
Right. I know, but it's about to pop.
Yeah,
it's about to pop.
You know, at this point, I'm actually proud of my assholishness. Because
I know it's coming out now.
It's very strategic. It's very sniper now.
You know what? It's at the right time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right, go ahead.
All right, so I was like, yo, like, this is not who can talk to the principal first, okay? I'm going to talk to him, and if you have anything to say to him, you can say to him afterwards. And I basically said, I was like, listen, I got chastised, and I used her word.
Chastised.
And I felt disrespected.
Was she white or black?
If you could bet your life on the race.
Karen. She was a Karen. Nurse Karen.
Yeah. She did a lot of these faces.
Right?
Yeah.
So God she was damn. Like, was like, yo, I got chastised for giving another actor a hug who was very receptive of my
And life. I got chastised. I don't want, the people going to think this is arrogant, but I got chastised, even to use that word with her,
mm-hmm.
is so like.
It's loose.
Who's
going
to win?
So I ain't got to tell all the rest of it, but it was just like, yo, he was like, I got chastised. I felt a little bit disrespected. And here's the thing, though. If it's all that serious, you got to hang signs and you have to tell us beforehand before we break these offenses.
Right.
There's no signs around here saying actors can't touch each other.
Let us know what it is and then we can move accordingly.
Exactly. There's no acting.
Don't try to catch a motherfucker.
Yeah, when you put these tables out here, you didn't say, you know, we have dials on the ground now when we go to the grocery store. Stand here.
Right. Yeah,
stand
so there. Sit here.
So if you want to violate that and somebody wants to say stand on your dial, you can feel some way about it, but the dial is right there, so stand on it. You know what I'm saying?
And I understand that, but also, so all of these people that you are coming in contact with right now, they all have been tested with the rapid. So everybody. So that's what I'm saying. Like, she got to.
Everybody's negative on the set.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't take that for granted, but like, goddamn. You know what I mean? Don't be police like, hey, guys, this is our first time. We're all getting used to this. You know what I'm saying? Here's the rules. Can you help me with my job? You know what I mean? So many ways you can communicate with people without trying to come off like you're trying to prosecute a motherfucker or take him to jail and shit.
But cancel culture is real. Like, this is the first set.
But fuck cancel culture, son. You care about that. You said that before. You give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about cancel culture.
I mean, you more thug than me, though. You way more
thug.
Yeah, but you know what? But you, like, I don't know. How
He's
does this feel?
Far from a thug.
And I understand. You've established a brand for yourself. You know what I'm saying? A solid brand. For the most part, we don't hear nothing fucked up about you.
No, that can't happen. That's why I said I take it seriously.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I got clean
record. The reason why I said it, because this is special, man, we know some nice, evil motherfuckers.
Oh, we know some evil cats.
And I know, you know, I don't want to know. Like Louis C.K. say, everybody has a thing, but everyone just knows my thing. And it's a possibility, too. Like, you got a thing. No, nobody know my thing. People know my thing. I'm sure they know my thing.
Oh, shit.
But how are you able to...
How
are you able to keep that squeaky clean, like, image?
No, you know what? I'm going to be real. He's going to identify with this, though, even though he act like he don't. At the end of the day, he's not living for himself anymore. He's living for Austin.
100%.
And I'm not living for myself anymore. I'm living for Samaya. Mm-hmm. So based on that...
So you haven't done your thing after you had a kid?
So it was like... that's a separate podcast. That's okay.
Hold on, nigga. Wait a minute. You ain't did no things.
You can
like 12 or 13, nigga. You had 13 years of no things?
Yeah, we can schedule that. We can have the whole... We can just call different people and ask them, what's your thing? Would you like to disclose it?
Right.
But I'm saying I'm very protective of my thing now because...
Oh, speaking of being protective of your thing, we have to do this because we have a new sponsor, so we're just trying to get some money. Right?
Yes.
Really quick, Blue Chew, and this is the thing that I like. Not that I use Blue Chew, but the streets here, I know this is a popular supplement. It's a popular supplement that enhances your already Rambo intentions. You know what I mean? It only enhances. You got to have it in you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It works.
So it doesn't work if you have sucker in you to begin with.
No, but I think that it's because you have to go and consult with a doctor. They find out, give you a little of your health background, whatever. Kind of things that you get excited about, you don't excited about. They patent it for you specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how. I would need like a one-for-all joint. I don't know. My personality shouldn't go up too much. Just give me one to cover any emotion. Because it's not just for older people. Younger people use it because young people are stressed out, fucking pandemic, corona, and all this shit. Niggas can't operate the way fucking River Ninja operates.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And think about it. You call them up. They mail it to you. Very discreet. Because you don't need no packaging that look like the motherfucking Amazon truck. You know that shit? Nigga, like, oh, nigga, they got dick pills coming up in this meal. Like,
I don't. Why is it so embarrassing?
It's not. It's not embarrassing, and I'm not saying that.
Man, tell me about the product, man. Finish the product.
The product work. That's all I'm saying. The product work. If you call up, what's the number? How she know the dick pill number? You ain't supposed to know the dick pill number.
Well, I have the bluechew.com, and your first order is free if you use the promo code Ashley.
Your first order, so Ashley getting your dick hard. Mm-hmm. That's this phrase. I know it sounds kind of homo to some people, but Ashley get your dick hard. You know? But the funny thing about it, I was talking to, before I even got the deal or the sponsorship with them, I mentioned, I was like, yo, they got this new gum out, and somebody yelled, Blue Chew? But Blue Chew is actually... It's not the gun. Blue Chew is the laboratory. Blue Chew is the website where you go,
mm-hmm.
and then they have the conversation with you, and they get you on the right track.
Well,
these are doctors, and these are the same doctors that they had a patent for Cialis. I said this last episode, Cialis and Viagra. And the patent was for like 3 years. The patent is up. So now everybody is just like, wah, 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 wah. Everybody got to get different products.
Oh, word.
Yeah, everybody. If you notice on the market now, it's like, hold on. Everybody got a dick pill. But everybody didn't go through Blue Chew. And I talked to some older people and some young people, and it's official.
Would you use
I don't need that right now.
You don't need it, but if you would, you experiment with it?
Probably.
Just to see what it
is. Yeah.
They talked to me in 10 years.
No, I'm just saying. Like, as a young man,
nah,
right now.
Nah, you trying to be disrespectful. So talk to that nigga.
I'm saying. Because
I know some younger men that have used it.
No, listen. No, all respect. Look, it's going to happen, but I'm just saying, right now, that's not, you know, I'm not in that lane.
Yeah.
I mean, when the time comes, I will definitely have some gum.
And you wouldn't be embarrassed about it.
Hell no. Hell no. You see, Donnell got quiet as fuck.
Yo, listen, I don't know what y'all talking about.
You can't make that nigga shut up for nothing. If Donnell go quiet, nigga, that is a three-pointer in his eye.
I got Blue Chew lollipop, Blue Chew floss. I'm Blue Chewing everything. Fuck that. You can catch me off guard.
You see that nigga with
not today. River niggas. River nigga.
We also have another
sponsor. No, I wasn't being quiet. I was letting him say what he had to say.
I appreciate that.
Another sponsor, MyBookie.
Mm-hmm. This is I'm not normally a gambling person.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Y'all saw?
I just lost $1,000 on the
motherfucking
dumbass NBA bet.
Fucking
dumbass NBA bet.
What was it?
I can't say the bet because otherwise I might even have the players upset with me.
Oh damn. Okay.
But I'm not.
Shit.
I bet Dame Lillard was gonna do something though.
I haven't even followed
dislocated
like that.
His finger. I'm like, God damn. And then they shut down. Then they protested. That fucked up all the momentum.
Oh yeah.
So you bet legally? You bet online?
Oh yeah. No, I got the me. I got the homie.
Oh, so you bet.
You gotta have an Asian friend who just put the bet in real fast. Mm-hmm. But sometimes he put the bet in so fast when you say I don't want to have a bet, he's like, no, it's locked.
Then, are you familiar with my bookie?
No, I'm not.
It's a new joint. Well, it's not a new joint. It's been out for a while. If people, real gaming people, know. But if you think about fucking my bookie, you know that like winning Johnson. Season
he
returns.
Does. Yeah, we
what?
You do look like Damon John.
You look David John in your picture.
Oh, no. People always say this is young, but he don't return my phone calls, so ain't nobody tripping over him.
He's so mad about it.
Winning season returns on my bookie. If you know about my bookie, you know this is the time of the season where it's winning season. That means winning. That means winning with survivors. You can bet on survivors, and you can take a chance of spending your money and make more money. And we just talk about basketball, but if my bookie doesn't excite you when it comes to that, realize that the NFL is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
The NFL is coming back. And I'm a little confused because my team went from the Washington Redskins to the Washington football team. And I don't know what.
Oh, is that what they, that's the name of it?
That's the name, Washington football team. And the people that's going to bet with them might not have the intuition. Mm. But if you got the intuition.
Who came with that name? Well, how did we get there? That's so basic.
I mean, yes. But Dan
Snyder.
It's basic.
I had a conversation with him too.
I like that. Did Dan Snyder call you back now?
He called me, what, not after Dave fucking ruined it and tried to tell him to name this team Washington Justice.
Washington what? Washington Justice?
Yes. NFL season is coming, so now is a good time to invest your
into.
Nick, you can't stop me. I'm trying to do a commercial,
I'm
man.
Sorry. I'll do it with you so I can help out. My bad. We talking
it's
about
right
my
here.
You want me to do it? Cause I can.
Yo,
what
you want? All right, go. All right, you do it. You do it.
You get it. All right. I gotta read all this.
Yes.
I gotta read the whole thing.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Winning season.
That's
returns.
What I need. I need more. I need more. I know how you're starting the direction you want to go, but I need more of what you didn't do yet. Go.
Are you gonna let me do it?
I'm gonna. I mean, I'm here for that. Okay. But you know the words of those paper right. are money, right?
Winning season returns at MyBookie. That means Survivor. You can bet on Survivor. If that's not exciting enough, it's time to celebrate the NFL season. Invest in your intuition. Mm. Use promo code ASHY, incorrectly spelled here, and double your first deposit. New players get up to $1,000 in free play designed to add more excitement to the sports that you love and the games that you bet. From live betting to championship futures, every play you want to make is waiting at MyBookie. It's simple. Make your picks, win big, and collect your cash at MyBookie.
Yo, you killed yourself. All right, you read out loud good, son. You can tell he's a voice actor, too, because he was making everything move. He was like this, and at my bookie. Like, yo, when niggas get right here, that means, like, you don't understand. Words come from here, Darnell. Like, you can't do it lazy. I could pay anybody up here to read off a piece of paper, but this is what I'm not paying you for. This is what I'm not paying you for, all right? I need you to fucking focus, okay? Now let's do it again. That's how you made me feel, but not like you. So you're a pro. He was like, okay, nigga, you can fuck me. Then you went and banged it out. Me, I fucking just melted. I was like this. You didn't see what I did? You didn't see?
An executive's going to listen to that. He's going to want to hear the inflections, the passion.
I know, but that's, I didn't know you was coming here being executive. Son.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I thought you was coming here like, yo, nigga, I want to smoke with this nigga, son.
We going to do that afterwards.
No, but I did not know that we were going to do it after. This is the whole thing about that encounter. That went so wrong. Like, I wanted to hug the nigga, right? I was telling Javetta, I was like, dude, you think this outfit good enough for him? You know? I'm like this, yeah, oh, really shit, excited. Whatever you wanted me to do, nigga. That's a legend. That nigga came, and I knew something was strange, son, because he would not look me in my eyes. He did not look me in my eyes. Like, did the second AD already talk to him? Because I don't want to repeat myself. And he just started delivering directions. And you know a nigga about to direct you. He had his script. And then he one of them niggas that write shit on the side.
And on top of that, you were already done with it. We were already done.
We was already done. And I don't know about all that shit. He was like, he was like this. I like alts, but here's what I need you to do.
You remember I said alts?
Yeah, I remember alts. Nigga, I'm like, where the alts? Do they start over here? What is the alts? That's the shit be on the outside. And not only, he wrote his own alts. He wrote the alt that he thought I might alt before I could alt it. I know you're gonna think I watched your stuff. You're gonna go this direction. I was like, nigga. And after all of that, you know what I'm saying? We were cool, and we had some times in Yellow Spring. This nigga been watching my fucking Instagram all summer, as is everybody. And he was froggy, and he was a super mass nigga. This nigga got shit with air conditioners and shit. This nigga be taking this shit, like, just letting y'all know I'm staying safe out here. Like, you know, it was some extra, like, you know, you got safe niggas, you got some nigga extra safe niggas. That nigga was extra safe. Daughter got masks on and shit. And I don't know if that's the energy of people this summer. Niggas like, I gotta do something. What can I fucking do? And I don't think anything looks as appealing as the Yellow Spring bubble. Am I lying, son?
Dog, it's the coolest shit I've done in 2020.
Nigga, you was working on a part. Were you in Atlanta? Where were you?
I was working in Atlanta. I was in Columbus, Georgia.
And it all worked out because you hit me. You like, yo, D, hold up. Y'all doing that? I was like, nigga, come through. And the nigga came through, son. The nigga came through with the noodles, nigga. And shit it on the whole summer camp.
And the nigga, river. We had fun on the river.
We went on a fucking river. That wasn't your first time on the river, was it?
That was my first time on the river.
That was your first time on the river? Oh, I got a picture. You took a picture. I got a picture of you, nigga, knocked out on the mother. You don't even know this picture. You was asleep like shit, son.
I think I have a picture.
That river fucked you up. That nigga was on the bus like this. That was your first time on the river?
My first time on the river.
Man, is it not something peaceful about the river?
You know how when you're a kid, you remember every detail of something that gave you joy?
Yes.
And it's like every morning we would get up and we would go to, what was Homeboy's Market? What's the name of the market?
Dino's.
Dino's
the coffee shop?
No, not Tom's, Dino. Not Tom's.
Tom's
Market.
Tom's Market, yeah.
I would start at Tom's.
You know it's small, but it's called Market, nigga.
I would go to Tom's
and Farmer's
Market,
down in front of it, but go ahead.
And then I would get the sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich. Uh-huh. I got it 4 days in a row, and it tastes better every day.
Really?
And then you go across the street to Dave, to Dino's, where Dave is holding court. And then after that, it's just like everybody breaks out into little camp groups.
Right.
So it's like, okay, y'all go to that activity. We gonna go to this activity.
And I used to be at all the activities.
Right.
Nigga.
And then you're lucky you end up at Stacy's house.
Right.
And then you end up at Stacy's house for swim time.
Yes.
And it's just camp shit, though.
Yeah, it's only a handful of niggas get to go to swim day.
And then the good thing,
you gotta have a kid with swim day. This nigga was by himself, looked like R. Kelly.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, but again, because I have a child, I can legally play with other children and nobody suspects anything.
Okay.
So I was playing with Austin, and as a matter of fact, I was there when Austin had the big race. Mm-hmm. Right. He tried to cheat the other kids.
Yo, he ain't trying to cheat, so he just was eager.
That was hilarious.
I was there, I was present for that. And then we did just like literally like the most epic thing ever. Some people will disagree with it because of a particular individual that was involved, but I don't give a damn. I think it was just literally the coolest shit ever. Dave was like, yo, you wanna ride motorcycles? And all I kept thinking about was like, I can't lay my bike down in Ohio. That could happen because I haven't been on one in a minute.
You
so,
ride?
So I was like, yeah, I'm licensed to ride. I just haven't been on one in so long.
Yeah.
Just like, I remember one time Penny Hardaway, it's like a tangent, but I remember one time Penny Hardaway, when I was way young, I was like 19 years old, I was getting on it because them NBA niggas like to stay at the house and just invite women over, and that's it.
What's wrong with that, nigga? Blue Chew, nigga, all day. Fuck you talking
he's
about?
Stupid,
tell
right?
them bitches come over, nigga.
So he would just
you
be like,
you tell them bitches go?
He would be like, take the car keys and go. Like, wherever you want to go, Jay, don't bother me. Like, you famo, take the car keys and go.
Because he knew you was going to blow the spot up.
Right? So I'm like,
you would have been like, this isn't right.
I'm like, Benny, I'm not, the first Lamborghini I buy for somebody is not going to be for another nigga.
Right,
I'm
right.
not tearing up those cars.
Right, exactly, so, right, right.
So Dave's bikes are like the same.
Yeah, he got some.
Dave got the illest bikes in the game.
That nigga got all Crockett Rock. What is it called?
Ducatis.
Yo, I got to tell you, my story
Dave's
is getting on one of
bikes. Just ill, right? Mm-hmm. And Dave really is like, he works hard to be an everyman, but then there's moments when Dave reminds you how rich he is. And Dave's like, because Dave's just like, here, take it. When people offer you shit you can't afford.
Right. And like, no, like,
yeah, like, here, just use it. It's
you like this, you know I ain't got no license, right?
Right. It's like, no, I can't replace that. I don't want to replace that.
You know, it's so funny.
Not this summer, like maybe next summer, but it's a COVID summer, so I'm on a budget.
Yeah. No, that's so funny you said that because he got a slingshot. It's so funny you said it because he got a slingshot Chris Rock gave
so
him.
I was in the slingshot. I was in the slingshot.
That nigga ain't never drove the slingshot. Yo, I said, yo, how do you start the slingshot? He said, I don't know. I ride bikes, right?
So he put me in the slingshot. So I was in the slingshot.
And we went on the country with Raheem. Ride.
You drove the slingshot?
No, Raheem rode.
Raheem was so mad when I took that slingshot for 2 days. Like, that nigga said, my things are in there. Nigga, only thing you can put is a box in there.
So Raheem owned that slingshot. Like, I know. It was his.
Yeah,
right,
like,
right.
But I liked the way he was whipping it. So right. I was like, cool. So I hopped in with him. And then it was me. It was Tiff. It was Common. And it was like just a slew of Negroes. And like you could tell everybody was smart and like had a good job wherever they were from.
That's how you fell in Yellow Spring. You like, yo, you be smoking weed with scientists niggas
out
there.
Yeah, right.
This nigga had came up with a carbon fiber for NASA. So you be like, nigga, that nigga just passed me a noodle.
And it was literally, it was like we freaking smoking the best freaking pre-rolls and we riding past cornfield after cornfield.
That country ride.
And that country ride, motorcycle after motorcycle, a train of Negroes.
A train of niggas.
Passing Trump pants in every yard.
Yeah.
And the black, no, it was Trump pants. Black Lives Matter. Trump pants.
And I was like,
black, Trump lives.
Between that and Stacy's house and the shack and them sandwiches. Y'all don't even understand how healing.
But I'm gonna tell you how healing. You know, I do.
To walk back to the hotel from the shack at 5 in the morning. I tried to walk back. I got caught looking at the stars.
I do. The reason why I do, I understand it clearly. Because when I talked to you when you first got there, right, you like, you know, you so used to be in quarantine, you need niggas to bring your shit, right? And he was like this, hey, where can I get some papers? I was like, look out your window, nigga. Right at the gas station. He said, yeah. He was like, it's all good. But I know that feeling, and that feeling is a feeling of. When you've been, because it happened to me, being quarantined in L.A. and the news, man. And everything, for the most part, everywhere you went, you ain't seen TV nowhere. Man. You just saw some like regular shit. Mm-hmm. And it was the most simplest shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, you in a kayak just chilling.
But remember when you first got there and you were like, I don't know if you asked, oh, how does Dave live here? And I'm like, watch. When you take the country ride the next day, you're going to feel a certain way about Ohio.
Yeah, no, I just, it's just something you got to immerse yourself in. And then once you do, like, and then the other thing is everybody.
Put a chair right here.
Everybody.
Yeah, we doubling up on mics today. We all been in the bubble.
What's up, beautiful?
We all been in the bubble.
And then it was like.
I told
once
y'all I know black
COVID
bitches.
Test,
oh, in the best way ever. Best way, I'm saying. You can hear both of us from here, right?
Once you everybody get the COVID test.
What? I'm gonna tell you a story about that COVID test too.
Everybody, dog. Listen, people are getting so lit. Were you there the morning that the drip girls got too drunk to even apply?
Yo, when they tried to stab needles, your finger,
they stabbed my friend five times.
Well, they got me for.
They stabbed like so we.
Yo, let me just take this.
You gotta tell them know about the drip girls.
I know,
who
but
they
I gotta before they
not,
know about the drip girl. Gonna, they gotta gonna, know about this girl.
Gonna,
Nikki's in the building. Tell everybody your full name first.
Nikki McElroy.
She's a good friend of mine. We did a film years ago, and for some kind of way, we continued to cross each other's paths. She's an awesome actress, awesome writer and shit, and she also. Was in the bubble, and I'm going to share my story about Nikki in that bubble. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right. I want to get to your story, so now I got to tell this fast. You don't put pressure on my ass. So every day, Dave provides for people to have drip therapy because cats is going so hard with, you know, just the consumption that it's like, hey, you know, take care of yourself. So the drip therapy is just available. But the drip girls, they get a little, you know, interactive sometimes because the crowd can be so lit. They like, shit, I'm partying with John Mayer and Tiffany Haddish and they start drinking too.
Bitch, why not just dripping with you?
Right, exactly. So it was like, it's 2 o'clock in the morning and you seeing the drip girl like slumped over the side of a freaking concrete wall over here. And then like 5 hours later, she's supposed to be sticking people. So
that's how I got stepped four times.
So we came into the.
But they are a good company sometimes.
They're good company.
Good.
But every now and then, what happens is there's one blonde chick that's really about it. Like she can hold her liquor, right?
Jamie?
But, yeah.
Oh!
Yeah,
right? Dude, I love Jamie. Right?
Shout
out to Jamie. She also can take you through a nice trail in the woods too.
No, we love
Jamie. They'll have like girls fall off though, and then they'll try to bring in the newbie. And then the newbie come in and see all these famous people, they got a stick, and all of a sudden they just get shook.
Rattled.
They ain't had nothing to drink or nothing. They just like, oh shit, I got a stick John Mayer. And she can't find a vein. So bottom line is I got the girl who couldn't find a vein.
I had the same
My
dish.
Boy got the girl who couldn't find a vein. But fortunately he got her first. So she stuck him five times. She stuck me twice and I said, I don't like this ratio, I'm out.
I need you next to me.
stuff. Yeah, I don't like it. If you can, I'm telling you, you
stupid. And Jamie was mad. You could tell. It was like she wanted to just be like, bitch, get out of here. We should have hired you for this shit. You know, but she's going to keep her cool. You know what I'm saying? But it was like,
they caught me one time. It was the same thing. This chick, she was a little nervous or whatever. And she act like I didn't know my shit was leaking. Yo, she put a joint, put one of them invisible joints. That shit soaked up quick as shit. She did another one. Then the bitch got on the phone and said, I need more gauze. Angela Yee was sitting over there like this. I'm not doing it. I said, you drip. My shit was like saturated, son.
I have big ass veins, too.
Yeah, I got big ass veins. My shit is obvious.
But that's how they get you. That's how they get you. They say, stay. They like this. They kept hitting me with this because they know I listen to anything to excite me, right? I'm blue chewed up, right? She's like this. Oh, you got nice, big, meaty veins.
So why you missing them?
Yo, I'm like, why you? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But they do a good job there, man. For them to do what they do, and they've looked out for us in situations every where day. We had friends that were, you know how serious it is to get tested as soon as you get there.
Yeah.
And they've come through with us at times where people, the testing facility was closed. It was locked down. And I've had some of the nurses like make U-turns to come back.
That's dope.
To make sure it's cool. They cool.
Jamie, you know, cool though. Everybody been like, she's the head one. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's dope. And Megan, all of them. The whole crew is nice. But you catch one joint, you don't fuck with nobody. Yeah. You like, fuck it. I told him straight up. I said, only she can stick me.
Well, for me, I had the first lady that did it, three times? And then Jamie came and messed up twice.
Oh. Drip therapy is like, it's like you having your barber. It's that serious.
But once get...
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, I ain't just here to get stuck by anybody. That's my man. I'm waiting. That's my man.
Well, Jamie's my girl. She sticks me.
Jamie's my girl, too.
Well, Jamie's going to be my girl, too, when I go back. Yeah.
But one thing about when you get that, when you get the drip and you get the COVID and you get the negative, you party.
Oh, man. But that was the thing.
Yo.
So that we get...
Yo, this one right here.
I was
like, you're never going back to California? Yo, you know somebody is feeling good this is all I can remember is this right here. When you do this and throw it back like that, throw the braids back and like, whoa! That motherfucker, that goddamn bubble life I have, you fucked up, man. Motherfuckers crash and burn during that bubble life.
I felt safe.
Yeah,
I knew I can get wasted and I had good people, family around me, and nothing was gonna happen.
And you know what meant a lot to me? The time that you spent with my son. You know, like, that was cool because you always talk about it. You was like,
you're such a good mom.
You are. Thank you. Yeah, like, you're a mom. You like, moms just start momming when their kid's not even around. It's like this. My kids are in college. You need to get off that rock right now. Mom just jumping mom, and that's how you were for me. And that,
my boy.
That race that you created, I can't stop talking about it.
Don't cry, Donna.
No, I'm just saying, she made that race happen. She tricked the shit out of the little kids. Them little motherfuckers got so much lungs. They literally ran like 1 acre one way, right? And they could have started a race over there, right there. She was like, we're going to do a race. They could have started right there and came this way.
Mm-hmm.
They ran that way, then ran all the way back.
Uphill.
Uphill.
The race was uphill.
To go back to start. Like, okay, we start. Okay, we got to run up there. And they still had some gas. And you did that shit. And my son tried to tower you over and shit, but that was... And that was so special to me because it's something about Yellow Springs. Like, anybody that came there, like, everybody felt like they had to chip in some kind of way on the quality of life there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, whether I bring a cooler over or whether, you know, like, he's got to do a Zoom and I hold his kids down, his son down, second inside of it. And you held me down a couple times. You know, it just like, man, having that feeling and coming back to L.A., nigga, me, I'm in a crazy jacket right now. I'm going back. Have to go back. Mm-hmm. But just to have that experience and then know that there are people in communities that act like that.
Yeah, all the time.
You know? Mm-hmm. You can leave your keys in the car running and you got a better chance of running out of gas than somebody steal the car.
We left our keys in the car.
I'm not going to put his business out there in the street. But it was like another one of my favorite memories.
We always leave our kills in the car at the mill.
Seriously, you want to know one of my favorite memories out there? What? It was me, Dave, Tiff, and Common, and a couple other cats, and we're walking down the center of the street. We just leave Dino's, and some dude was across the way at the gas station with his chick on the back of a motorcycle, and he beckoned to Dave. And Dave was like, oh, no, we're going to deal with this right now.
Right.
Small town beef jumped off.
Small town beef.
Fast.
Niggas bring out slingshots and shit.
Yeah, I heard that.
Full small town beef jumped off fast. I guess this dude had done some work for Dave's mom.
Uh-huh.
And then the building gets settled right or whatever, but the dude went to Yelp.
Oh, that's how they go now. So they grab their phone.
The dude went to Yelp.
And they'll tell him, stop. Put that phone down. Put it down.
So he Yelped Dave's mom. So Dave crossed the street like a nigga.
Right.
Like, hey, hold on, y'all. Oh, fuck all this fun. I got to deal with this nigga on this bike. And so me and Common are sitting even looking at him like, how long are we going to let this argument take place before we intervene? And the good news is because we were in Yellow Spring, nobody had whipped out any phones. Because this can't go down on Ventura Boulevard without phones coming out. Right. But nobody whipped out any phones, so we sat back, we cool, whatever. But then Dave, you know, again, Dave hit the boss move, and he was just like, I'll pay that bill right now. And he'd take out the money, and the dude's like, I don't want your money, Dave. I don't want your money. It's about respect. You know, anytime he says it's I don't want your money, it's about respect, it's completely about the money.
Yeah. But, right, so, 100%.
Right, yep. So the bitch on the back of the bike, though, she was just counting the money. And then, me and Common even peeped her, she was, I'm not gonna say how much it was, she took one of the hundreds, put it away, and then told Dave he was 100 short. And he told Dave, and Dave was so caught up in the moment, we didn't even want to intervene with that because we're like, that's no money for Dave, so let's just keep playing out. It's cool.
But
she skimmed 100 off because she was like, y'all argue, I'm collecting. He's like, here, take the money. He's like, it's not about the money. And she was like, I'll take it. And so she started being his counter. And it was just, I'm telling you, like, these stories were just, these were like, camp week beefs. These were, you know what I'm saying? It was, like,
it was Yellow Springs.
All them niggas, they all, you know, they got into the food fight that night. Like, it was these kind of stories.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces. No. Lying to the races. Help me. Come on. Help me. Somebody help me now.
Can you sing it?
Oh.
I know a place.
Yeah.
I'll take you there.
Help me now. Say it. Ah.
I'll take you there.
Come on now. Help me. I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. Ain't nobody worried. Ain't no smiling faces. Lying to the races. Somebody help me now! Hi.
Oh, man.
Back me up, bitch!
I'll take you there.
I know a place. Ain't nobody crying. This has been the Donnell Rawlings Show. Thank you, Nikki. Come on, y'all bitches. The worst backup bitches ever, man.
I'll take you there.
The Donnell Rawlings Show.
I'll take you there.
I said, river nigga, take it there.
I'm the wee bit.
I'll take you there.
River bitch will take you where?
I'll take you there.
Noodles will take you where?
I'll take you there.
River Queens. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a very interesting episode of the Donna Rawlings Show. We want to thank all our guests, Jaleel White, for coming out. Nikki, you want to shout out your Instagram? Most people want to do that.
Nikki Go Lightly.
Nikki Go Lightly, Joanna Roberts, and Urkel over there, nigga. I said it, Urkel, nigga. Fuck that, nigga. Urkel, nigga. I said, all right, show over. Urkel over there, nigga. I saw Urkel over there.
Stephon.
Oh, shit.
That ain't Stephon.
Fuck it. It's time to roll with the Donna Rawlings Show. Donna Rawlings Show. Nigga.
Donnell Rawlings Show.
Nickel?